Let's talk about a scarcity mindset. I'm sure you are familiar with this term scarcity, but in case you're not, scarcity is essentially the feeling of having a shortage of something, a lack of something, something running out and not being able to come back. So that's scarcity. And scarcity, it's a deep topic. Because there are so many places in which it may show up in your life. And I actually think scarcity shows up in, I would go as far as to say, everyone's life. And today I'm going to shine a light on some of the places scarcity might be showing up for you in your day-to-day life. And like I said, scarcity is deep, scarcity is wide, and I feel that it's not just a one and done thing that can just be cleared. Like all of your scarcity can just be journaled out and it's gone forever. And because of that, I feel that the topic of scarcity can be overwhelming to look at, because where do you even begin? Where do you even begin with this thing if you know and you are already aware of your scarcity mindset? So I thought in this episode, as we dive into this topic, we'll just begin with the day-to-day things, the day-to-day choices, the day-to-day ways in which you might be operating from scarcity that you maybe weren't even aware of, and perhaps scarcity had been disguising itself in your life up until now. And scarcity can show up in all sorts of ways, and it can show up in all sorts of measures. So it might be something that you know has been a part of your life and your family for many, many generations. Or it might be something that you are aware of in your life, but maybe not so much in your family. Whatever is going to show its ugly little face in many different ways. I'm going to give you a few examples of where it may be showing up. So you might have bought a really nice outfit, or maybe it's an item of clothing or whatever, and you've spent more than you usually would, and then you end up kind of keeping it as an ornament. So you've bought this thing, you love it, it's your pride and joy, and it turns into more of an ornament than it does an item in your wardrobe. Or it might be that you have something like a pair of shoes and you only wear that pair of shoes for a special occasion, and they go back in the box on top of your wardrobe because you just daren't even wear them in case you get a scratch on them. Or it might be that you hoard food, so keeping loads of tinned food in your cupboards. Or if you make a meal and you don't want to throw it away, the bit that you have left over, so you put it in a Tupperware and then that goes in the fridge, you know you have no intention of eating it, and then it just ends up growing in your fridge because you couldn't bear to throw it away, but equally you weren't going to eat it either. It might be that you save your best makeup or your best hair products for special occasions, or not using your perfume when you actually want to. You're saving your perfume. Or it might be that you just have this feeling of waste all the time, like, oh, it's a waste, or I'm wasting this, or I'm wasting that. Or feelings of, I don't want to ruin this if I wear this too much. Or, so I've paid for this Domino's pizza, and because I've paid for it, I have to eat it all. So even though I know it's no good for me, and even though it was a special treat, I'm going to box it up and save it for tomorrow and make sure I eat it, even though I don't really want to eat it. There's nothing nutritional in it. I really just wanted a taste of it. But because I paid for it, I'm going to fill myself up with it tomorrow. So I'm just throwing a load of examples at you, and I'm sure you're nodding your head at some of those examples. I'm sure there have been many times that at least one of those examples has cropped up in your day-to-day life. You maybe didn't even realize it was scarcity. And scarcity is directly linked to lack, not enough, running out, never enough, can't replace it. And this is all very disempowering to you. And as I'm talking about scarcity, I don't want you thinking, oh my God, I didn't even know that I was in scarcity and now I'm in scarcity and it's another thing that I need to clear and now I don't know what to do and oh, it's just another thing I need to heal. No, 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 no. We're not going there. That's not what this is about. We all have this shit. It is programmed into us through childhood, through our culture, through society, through the media, through every level it can be, it is programmed into us. Some of us more than others, depending on where you live, where you come from. And there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you if you have noticed that you do and act and feel in some of the ways I've highlighted in this episode. There's nothing wrong with you. It's called normal. Like what you're up against, it's normal. And it doesn't mean that you have to spiral down into it and feel like it's another thing that you need to clear and heal. What we're doing today is just shining a light on it so that you can shift out of it. That's it. We are all about shifting out of it instead of spiraling down into it. So I believe scarcity is coming from many, many, many different things, which is why I personally don't believe you can just wipe away your scarcity mindset in one fell swoop, because I believe it's going to be programmed into you from many different angles, which is why we don't even try and shift out of this in one go. It's just about shifting over time and noticing over time. And through talking about scarcity with clients, myself, I believe it's coming from three areas. Taking out culture and things like that, I believe it's coming from what you feel you're worthy of. So self-worth, what you feel you are good enough for, because good enough is linked to worthiness. So do you feel good enough to have certain things in your life? And what you feel you are capable of. And this is also linked to good enough. So you can see these things are so intertwined. Your worthiness, your good enoughness, and your capability. It's really like a spider web of the same kind of thing. And this capability piece is about, do you feel capable of replacing the things that you have and having more of the things that you have? Do you feel good enough to feel capable enough? So yeah, you can dig into your past. You can see where this scarcity is coming from. And yeah, it can help you for sure. It can help. But equally, digging down and digging deep and seeing where it's coming from doesn't always create a shift. Sometimes it can actually get you feeling more stuck, which I don't want. I'm wanting you to be shining a light on these things, noticing the patterns in your life, and then making conscious choices that are different to the way you've been. And like I said, oftentimes scarcity isn't just coming from one thing. It's coming from many, many different things over the course of your life. So sometimes it's just easier to be like, yeah, very likely I have scarcity. This is all sounding familiar. Where's it showing up in my life? And how am I making conscious choices to not do the things that I was unconsciously doing before? So that you can start moving away from scarcity instead of down into it. And I also want to note, as you're becoming more aware of the scarcity patterns that might be showing up in your life, this shit is nuanced, right? Scarcity is nuanced. So when you are becoming more aware of the scarcity in your day-to-day life, I want you to also consider this too, because there's scarcity, which is fear of running out, shortages, not being able to replace it, not enough to go around, or there's simply just practicality. Okay, so I have this coat, and this coat is like one of my pride and joys. it was something that I've probably spent the most amount of money on, clothing wise. And when it's hanging up in my wardrobe, I keep it in a bag, like a dust bag. And I probably wouldn't wear this coat if it was raining outside or if I knew I was going to be walking through a muddy field. I just wouldn't. Is that coming from scarcity? No. No. Me keeping my favorite coat in a coat bag and being intentional with where I'm wearing it so that it doesn't get covered in rain or mud, that's just being practical. And that's savoring it from a place of, I really love and value this thing, so I'm going to make useful choices instead of choices that are reckless. If I had this coat and I was only wearing it to certain places a couple of times a year because I was so worried about it getting dirty or marked or worn out, could that be coming from scarcity? Probably. Because really it's coming from a fear of, if I ruin this, would I replace it? So this stuff is nuanced, but you will know when you are acting from scarcity rather than when you're just acting from being economical and practical. So how can we shift you out of these day-to-day things that might be revealing some of the foundations of where you have this scarcity mindset? So many people will say that an abundance mindset is the opposite of a scarcity mindset, which it is, but is simply just shifting into a scarcity mindset easy? Is it useful? Is it doable? When you may have layers and layers and layers of this scarcity running through you, I personally believe, in my experience, that shifting to an abundance mindset is a bit of a jump. And I haven't found that there are many useful actions or exercises that actually build evidence for abundance if you are in a scarcity mindset, if you are in a lack mindset. Especially if you're in a lack mindset, especially if you really don't feel that you are abundant right now in your situation. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was, and now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session, with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. And abundance is like more than you need. It's like overflow. So it's my intention for you in this episode that instead of inviting you to shift to an abundance mindset, I invite you to shift from scarcity into security. Because I think abundance is lovely. Abundance is the goal, right? Most people on this journey, they're trying to get to that level of abundance. But if you're currently in scarcity, and scarcity is coming from a fear or a lack of not enough or things running out or not being able to replace things, what is going to shift that mindset for you is not trying to shift into abundance, but shift into becoming secure in what you have and trusting yourself to create more. So building security for yourself, beginning to relax with the things that you already have because you trust in your ability to be able to generate more security in yourself. So to begin shifting into a secure mindset, around being able to provide yourself with things that you need to survive and to be able to provide yourself with more, I want you to start creating a bank of evidence in your life where you are noticing your ability to create more. So in your day-to-day, you are noticing your own ability to bring more into your life, more resources, more knowledge, more skills, more income. Because for the most part, scarcity is going to be to do with money, for the most part. And what we talked about today is mostly scarcity in money. Even if you have a pair of shoes and you know that you're only wearing them like once a year on a really special occasion, that is likely coming from a scarcity in money of not being able to replace the shoes financially. And like I said, this is deep and this is wide. So these are very generic examples I'm working with because, you know, it's going to be very personal to you. But for that example and for the examples we've shared, it's money. So what evidence can you create or find in your life where you have been able to trust yourself with money, to make money, to earn money, to create extra money on top of your usual money that you're earning? So if you have a job right now and you are getting a regular paycheck at the end of every month, that's evidence for you being able to trust yourself to make money. If you have a business and you are creating consistent sales in your business, that's evidence that you can trust yourself to make money, to earn money, to create extra money. If you're selling secondhand items in the UK, it's Vinted. That's what we're using. So if you're selling things on Vinted or is it Craigslist? I don't know. But if you're selling things on there, that's more evidence. Because if you always try to be in an abundance mindset and it's forced and it's not actually real and it's not actually how you feel, you're just sticking a plaster over it and it's not actually going to do anything or change anything. So let's say you're trying to switch to an abundance mindset and you have been in a habit of not using your best makeup and you've been saving your best makeup and you decide, okay, I'm going to switch to an abundance mindset. I'm going to look at my makeup and I'm going to think, look at all this makeup. Look at all this makeup I've got. I'm abundant. When it's gone, I can just buy more. Well, your mind is always going to find evidence for your core belief. So you might just try and switch to an abundance mindset and look at all your best makeup and think it's fine, I'll just use this and when it's gone, I'll replace it. But if you've not successfully shifted from that scarcity mindset, your mind is just going to disagree. Your mind's just going to say, yeah, you got that makeup 2 years ago when you got that bonus from work, but you've not had a bonus since. So you can use all that makeup up, but you won't be able to replace it. So you better save it. And this is why just putting a plaster over scarcity and trying to trick yourself into abundance will likely just bring more scarcity and it will just bring more running out. And then it will just create more evidence for you that there is scarcity and there is lack and you're spiraling down. because for so long you've probably been hardwired to be in fear and worry and lack. So your mind is always going to try and find evidence for that. So like I said, my intention for you, if this is feeling all so familiar, is that you begin to create more security in yourself and you begin stacking more evidence for that, more evidence for you being able to support yourself, more evidence for you being able to create more money. Because once you create evidence that you have security in yourself to generate more, you'll be able to trust yourself more and the scarcity will begin to shift. Now, as I said, and I keep saying, scarcity is as wide as it is deep, and scarcity can run very, very deep. So if you know you have a scarcity mindset and it's deep, deep, deep in the generations, it was in your childhood, you already know, you don't need my examples, and you know it's impacting your life, you know it's impacting your ability to create wealth or sales or whatever it's impacting, and you've tried tackling it and it's not shifting, then we can look at that together. You can book a free discovery call with me. I can use subconscious reprogramming to shift that scarcity at the root. I'll pop the link in the show notes for that. But if you are just raising your awareness of scarcity in your life and you are now starting to see how it may have been creeping in, this lack mentality, perhaps blocking you from creating more or manifesting what you want, do this shift. Don't bother with an abundance mindset right now. Just look at creating evidence that you can create security for yourself and trust for yourself. That is going to lead to your abundance mindset. Go and try it. And like I said, if there's stuff running deep that you're already aware of and you want it shifted at the root, I'll put the link in the show notes for a free discovery call. I always love to know what you think of these episodes. I love hearing from you when you drop me a message. I love being able to put a face and a name to who's listening. So come and message me. You can come and message me on Instagram. Let's create some trust for yourself. Let's create some security for yourself so you can start wearing your best makeup and wearing perfume even when you're not leaving the house. I love you so much and I'll see you in the next episode. Before you go, if you have a business and you want to unlock your business's full potential in under a minute, go and take my Breakthrough Your Business Blocks quiz now. You'll uncover what's been holding you back from your next level of success, and you'll receive a free tool to transform your limitations into liberations. Go and take the quiz now. The link is in the show notes, and let's activate your next business breakthrough.